Hey everyone, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley, and you are listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today. I am so excited about today's episode. I've wanted to record this podcast for so long and have this guest on for a very, very long time because today we have on the Wanderley founder and CEO, Zia Rahman, and I am so excited for you guys to hear the story of how Wanderley came about, and we have waited for so long to do this, so I'm so excited. Zia, thank you so much for jumping on with me. You and I have known each other forever, but I'm really, really excited for everybody else to get to know you and to hear just kind of this creation of Wanderley. So if you want to just give yourself a brief introduction and say hi to everybody real quick, and then we can get going.
Sure. Thanks, Kelly. I really appreciate this. And I have been waiting to do this for a while, but you've been extremely busy with other podcasts. So this is exciting for me as well. So,
yeah. Well, we're so excited to have you on. I just can't even believe it because this story and the creation of Wanderley for me has been such a highlight of my life. I've just thoroughly enjoyed being a part of this company and watching everything change and improve and enhance. And just over time, what we've been able to build together as a team has been so much fun. So let's just jump right into it. You are our founder, you're our CEO, you are our leadership, and you also had the idea for the creation of Wanderley. So can you just take us back to your mindset of when you were first thinking about, I don't even think we had a name at that point, but the idea behind the creation of Wanderley, can you kind of take us there?
Sure. Well, it's been on my mind since about 2007 and 2008. Just a quick brief background, you know, I've run a couple of agencies, and I think most people know which ones, and they've done very well. They're great agencies. And while I was running the first agency, 2-3 years into this, you know, I started thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way to service the workforce, the nurses, the allied folks, and anyone bedside and working in this industry. Now, how can we make it better for them? And the more and more I ran the agencies, and the more I realized, you know, there's really not a neutral technology platform that someone can go and actually be able to compare everything they need to before they actually engage themselves with a recruiter, with an agency. I mean, you know, Kelly, there are so many great agencies out there, mm-hmm. and they do great jobs in marketing for them. But I wanted to create a platform, sort of like the kayaks of our industry, you know, where you can actually go and look at all the different agencies, what they're paying, and be able to pick and choose who you want to work for when you're ready. As opposed to, you know, I've seen a lot of these nurses, you know, they're going to Facebook pages and posting their pay package and asking questions. So in a nutshell, that was one problem we wanted to address, is how can I create a platform where you can actually go and look at all of these pay packages, because it's important. You know, a nurse going to go work for an agency, last thing we want to do is for a nurse worry about what is it that they're going to get paid? Is this really what I'm going to get paid? So why not take care of all these things at the beginning so they can focus on what they do best, which is work? And so that's really where this idea came from. But then in a lot of other things that I thought about, you know, why does a nurse have to fill out all these applications over and over, going from agency to agency? Why can't they do one application and point and click submit to all these different folks, as well as all the other documents that you need and all the RN licenses? You know, anyone can create and put it on a Google Drive, but I wanted to create a seamless way that our nurses can actually point and click and apply. So I'll talk more about this, but that's really where it started, you know, neutral platform, pick and choose who you want to work with. And at the end of the day, empowering the workforce, right? Give them a tool so they are empowered to make the decision, because that's really the future of work, I think, in our space.
Definitely. And it's so crazy, honestly, to hear you talk about that kind of thought process for you too, back when you were kind of coming up with the idea, because we still hold a lot of those same values and sort of missions that we want to, you know, the solutions we want to have for these nurses and for our travelers. We still hold true to so many of the same exact ones from day one that we've had. And I think that that's a nice testimony to what we've been able to do and what you've created. And I just think that that's really nice as well, that it's never really, we've never wavered on those things that we want to provide for our clients and for our travelers. So that's amazing. What was your thought process when you actually went to start the company? Because there's so much that goes into actually like creating your own brand new company. What was your thought process for how that was all going to work?
Wow, that's a complicated question to answer, because we did think quite a bit about this. From my perspective, you know, beyond what I've seen at the agencies, being an agency head, you know, got to deal with a lot of the nurses on the other side. It was simple. It's not just a place to go look for a job. I mean, anyone can do that. There are a lot of job boards out there you can go. But I really wanted to build an ecosystem. And what I mean by that is nurses going to our site, not only looking for job, but all the support things that go around that, like looking for hotels and looking for apartments, even educational things that one needs, you know, health insurance, which is very important, looking for even furnitures, right? So we wanted to create, not only do the nurses come to us, look for jobs, but all the things that travel nurses need as part of their experience. So all of that needed to be brought under one umbrella, and think of us as like a portal or a gateway to your experience that you want. So I wanted to bring it all under one umbrella and do it. So that was requirement number one. And then the use of our system, be it on mobile, be it on desktop, the user experience had to be seamless. And we did spend, as you know, Kelly, you were involved, we spent a lot of time thinking about the whole experience of a nurse looking for a job. So that's why our site looks the way it looks. And a lot of those little details we thought about, you know, how can we make it comfortable and make it a nice experience for them to look for a job? So I hope that answers a little bit of what you're looking for in the thought process.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I agree with you. There was so much research that was done before even the design or any sort of biz dev team even came in to actually put it all together, just to make sure that we were not just hopeful that this was something that people wanted and could use, or this is the way they wanted to be able to use our software and our platform. But it was also like we did the research to make sure that this is exactly how they would want to use it as well. And I think that was really important. We were trying to solve so many problems. And I think just making sure that we were asking all the right questions and getting some knowledge about the background of what travelers were going through and what their pain points were was important as well to address them. And we did that. And that was exciting to watch you lead that as well. When we started building the team, what was your thought process there? Because we have so many wonderful people from all sorts of backgrounds and different countries, and we have an amazing Wanderly family. How was that for you? What was building the team like? And was there anybody that you just absolutely knew was going to be in this family and in part of the company? Was there, you know, was there a lot of applications or process where you were researching to find other people to join the team? What was kind of, what went through your mind there?
Yeah, I remember early 2017 when the company started. Well, my number one requirement were three people, Kelly, and you were one of them. I don't know if you remember, you know, I called you in and I said, I have this great idea, Kelly, you know, would love for you to join. And we went back and forth and you did the research. And so you were one of the top three people I wanted to convince to come join the company. So that was one. Tom Lingle, you know, our president of the company, that was very important. I wanted to get the leadership and the inspirational people and the influencers to come and join, because if I could not convince the new leadership of Wanderly and convince you and you have a few other colleagues in our space that you brought in as well. So that was very important. And I think that I started with the leadership. And of course, then we started putting in all the other teams. It was very important to bring in Chris Syrek, who was our lead designer of the system, because it was all about the human experience. And our company, you know, is quite diverse. We did a lot of the things early on, all remote. So a lot of folks are spread around, US. I think most of us are in Southern California, but we've got folks in California, Texas. And we've got some international team members as well. So we're excited. And, you know, the testament to our company is 98% of the people that started with us 2.5 years ago are still here. And they believe in this company. So I'm very proud to have all of these guys.
Yeah, me too. I absolutely love the people that I work with every day. It's just been so much fun to consistently change and grow as a team. It really has. I've just thoroughly enjoyed it. when we first started building the platform itself too, we went back and forth on a lot of different designs, and that was a lot of fun because we got to pick the name, we got to pick logos, fonts, colors. You know, we had a lot of people provide input for that as well. But how do you feel about the design of Wanderly, and where does that put us in your industry vision? Because I think those are kind of connected simply because the way that our users and our clients access our platform is exactly, I think, the way that we're solving problems for the industry. So can you talk a little bit about the design of Wanderly and why that is going to be so, hopefully, you know, and continue to be so innovative for your vision in this industry?
Sure, sure. I mean, yeah, you remember it took us, what, 3 months, 4 months to think about the name Wanderly, the logo. If you look at our logo, for folks who are looking at our logo for the first time, I mean, it's like a pathway. It's like, it's a journey, right? We're wandering and exploring our country, exploring people, the culture. So that's really the genesis of the logo and the name Wanderly. And at the same time, we wanted to make sure the experience on our platform was resonating that as well. So I think, you know, from an industry vision perspective, I mean, I spend day and night thinking about the future of work within our space. What does it look like? I think as we talk about the future, some of these principles don't change for me is empowerment of the workforce. And I think that's mandatory. We have to empower the supply side. Who are the nurses and the doctors and all the folks that actually go out and save our lives. I wanted to create that tool for them. So that's that. Giving them choices is very important. Giving them transparent choices. Create a neutral platform that you can trust, because we are truly neutral at the core. And on our site, we've got so many agencies that are posting jobs. And these are, there are mandatory reasons behind that, that, you know, you have to post certain things that our travelers are looking for. And so those things are pillars that Wanderly was created. And the industry vision is very clear. If you stay true to these things and build all the items around that, I think you'll be a successful company. And I think we will keep marching and never forget the reasons why we started Wanderly, and people will have faith in us and we'll continue the journey. So
I agree with you. This next question I have for you makes me giggle, because we change so often and grow so rapidly that I'm not even sure if I could answer this like to a T if somebody asked me it, but what is the current status of Wanderly? Where are we at and where do you want to be? What are your future goals?
Wow. It's moving so fast, right? Our team is growing rapidly, and I'll give you some clues as to our leadership is growing. We're bringing in two or three people that we're going to announce within the next week or so that are innovators in our space. They're very well known and they have great vision, like Wanderly does, and it just fits right to bring these folks on board. So we're really working on adding more people to our leadership team, and also the innovators and dreamers and thinking about what the industry would look like. So current status, we're ramping up on hiring. Lots of new features are coming up. Some of them I can't talk about for obvious reasons, because a lot of our technology has patent around it. So until it goes public, we can't, but they're exciting. And all I can share with you is it just makes the experience on the nurse side, as well as on the other side, our partners, you know, the agencies, much easier. We're creating a lot more partnership. I mean, as you know very well, some of our partners that we work with, you know, Nursing CE, we're working with Court, we're working with lots of other partners. And there's about 5-6 more that we're going to be announcing. Because, you know, I'm a big believer in stay true to your core competencies and partner with people that add value to our core competencies and to our ecosystem. So we're focused on lots of partnership that I think you'll hear some of them at the SIA conference that's coming up. As well as lots of educational program that we want to build for our workforce as well. So I don't know if I answered that. I kind of walked around that a little bit because a lot of new things that we want to announce up front. So in the next few weeks. So very excited. Yeah.
No, I think that's great. I think you definitely touched on it. And I know about most of the enhancements that are coming in, people who are joining, and they are very exciting. And it's totally okay to leave everybody with a cliffhanger. They know where to find us. But you did touch on SIA for a little bit. And I do want to just talk about that because we will be there. I'll be there with you. And we do have a happy hour that we are hosting. So if anyone would like to join us at that happy hour, please email me at kelly@wanderly.us. And it's Kelly with an EY just to make sure. But Z, what do you have in mind for SIA? What do you hope to get out of that convention? Why are we going? What are your thoughts on that?
Right. We're going to meet all our partners. And what I mean by partners are our agencies, our MSB VMS partners, the hospital side of it as well. So it's a place you go, and primarily it's not like, you know, our partners don't know who we are, but it's also a way to thank them and learn from them. And it's all about education. I mean, we're learning from our partners. We're learning from our travelers as well, and constantly making changes to the system. So yes, there's a strategy behind Wanderly, but there's also things that you have to pivot based on the feedback and things of that nature. So that's really the reason why I'm going, is to learn and go back and regroup and pivot as needed and continue to service this industry. So that's what SIA is all about. And yes, looking forward to this big happy hour we're having. So I think that's going to get announced exactly where. I welcome everyone and look forward to meeting everyone there.
Yeah, I love that you just said that too, that this year we're going to learn, because I feel like our first year at SIA, when I was there with Jason, we were really there to share. It was like we were there to share Wanderly and our vision and what we were with as many people as possible. And now we're going back to those same people to learn from them, to just continue to improve. And I really like that. That's spot on. That's 100% accurate how I feel as well. I'm looking forward to it. I love SIA. If you guys are going, please let us know. We obviously want to meet you and chat with you and share Wanderly and learn from you and do all the fun things that we get to do with our partners there. I wanted to end the podcast though, Zia, with you kind of just describing, and you have multiple times already on the podcast, but really just hitting it home for all of the audience of how Wanderly is different, because that is the number one question that I get when I am doing any sort of marketing or discussion about Wanderly, is what is Wanderly or how are you different? Or we get that question a lot because there are some assumptions made about what we are. So I want you, our leader, founder, CEO, to kind of explain that as the final note on the podcast of what Wanderly is and why it's so unique and why it's so innovative and different in this industry.
Right. We're neutral, right? Absolutely neutral. We're like the kayaks of our industry. Everything we put out there is, we enforce, it's transparent information. You own your own data on our site. We don't share your data at all. Your applications, your documents, your RN licenses, we do not send it to anyone. It is there for you. And when you pick and choose who you want to send it to, you send it to. The other thing I forgot to mention earlier is the whole platform is built on keeping you anonymous. There is no way on our platform, and that's one of the things why we're so different. There's no way on our platform an agency or recruiter can come and search for you and actually contact you. I mean, that is extremely different. we had a hard time explaining that to the agencies. Is you cannot search our database. We're not a database. We shall not provide you with this information of our workforce. Our workforce will pick and choose when they're ready to contact you. So that's, I want to highlight that. You remain anonymous until you actually want to share that information. And we want to make it portable, right? You put all your information in Wanderly platform. It's portable with 2 or 3 clicks. You can send it to as many agencies as you like or as few agencies as you like. No longer are you going to have to redo the application over and over. No longer are you going to have to do the skills checklist over and over. And we're working with partners right now to roll out the testing side of it, where you will take the test once and be able to use that for the whole year. So that's coming, and we're working with Joint Commission trying to get that approved as well. So in that sense, we're very different. we don't allow all the agencies to join our platform because we want to protect our workforce. Case in point, we want to make sure they cannot pay below certain taxable amount. I mean, you just can't create jobs on our platform below certain taxable amount. And you cannot create jobs with paying too much on the non-taxable side. So all of these rules and regulations are enforced, and we actually have turned away some of the agencies that just don't fit what we're looking for. So we're all about being neutral. We're all about protecting the workforce. And I'm very proud that we don't sell your information, and that's critical. And we're certainly not a job board. I mean, that's, I don't know how I can say that. We're not a job board. We're a platform where we bring in two sides of the marketplace, the suppliers, meaning job seekers, and the demand side, meaning the hospitals and the agencies. And we created a marketplace to make it a seamless interaction between the two sides. I hope that gives you some feeling for how we're different.
Absolutely, it does. That is perfect. It's brilliant. I love it. I agree. It's totally seamless, I think, too, between departments on that, that messaging and making sure that that's exactly how we're all speaking about the company. So I'm just really glad that you clarified that. But thank you so much for coming on this podcast. Yeah, it really means a lot to me. We've worked together for so long. And so now forever, I hear this from you and I get to be inspired by this a lot. And so it's really nice for our audience to be able to as well. So thank you. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we jump off?
No, I think, you know, just keep giving us feedback and we listen. We're constantly making changes because we're getting feedback. And we will stay true to our mission. And our mission is to be neutral and create a marketplace, a transparent marketplace. So I enjoyed this, Kelly. This was fun. We should do it more often. Hopefully, I'll get invited. You know, it took me 2.5 years to get on your podcast. So,
I know. We should definitely do it more often. I'm so glad. I'm just so happy that you came on. I think this is so great. And I cannot wait to share this out and to grab some of the excerpts for people. And I just, this is going to create so much, I think, for people and give people so much context about what we are and why we were created by you and our founder. And I'm so excited to get the feedback. So anyone out there that's listening, of course, if you want to contact me, I'm kelly@wanderly.us. That's my email. Our platform is wanderly.us. We're on Instagram and across all social medias at Wanderly Nurses. And that is another episode of The Happy Traveler. Our guest today is Zia Rahman, who is our founder and CEO, and I am still very excited about him being on this podcast. So thank you all for listening. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate, and we will see you guys again on The Happy Traveler next week.